हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्तान्नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः। नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः, शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ओके, नौ तृतीयः अनुवाकः। प्रथम द्वितीय अनुवाकौ समाप्तौ। फस्ट् टू सेक्शन्स् आफ् दि फस्ट् चाप्टर् आर् ओवर्. Now we enter into the third anuvakaha, tritiyaha anuvakaha. Let us read the mantras first. Saha nau yashah, saha, saha nau yashah, saha nau brahma varchasam, saha nau brahma varchasam. चसम् सहनौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम् अथातसंहिताय उपनिषदम्, अथातसंहिताय उपनिषदम्। बिट्वीन् सकार अण्ड् ही यु सी वन् क्रेसेण्ट् a moon like symbol, sign, a sign like a digit of the moon, and with the dot in it. When you come across that, it actually anuswaraha, but pronounced as gum. Samhita is said to be sagumhita, sagumhita. That's all. अथातः सगंहिताया उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः। अथ तत्संहिताया उपनिषदं व्याख्यास्यामः पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु 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 अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम् ये ओन्ली उदात्त स्वर ओन्ली वन प्लेस अबव द जा यू फाइंड वन स्वरित स्वर and below ya and ya comes ya takes anudatta swara
adhilokam adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajam adhyatmam tamahasagumhita ityachakshate tamahasagumhita it त्याचक्षते सह नौ यशः सह नौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम् अथातः संहिताया उपनिषदं व्याख्यास्यामः पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यमधि प्रजमध्यात्मम् तामहासगम् हिता इत्याचक्षते
ओके दिस इन दिस अनुवाक द फर्स्ट टू स्टेटमेंट्स प्रेजेंट इंटेंस प्रेयर वी ऑल ऑल ऑफ अस have to do this prayer. All disciples, all students are supposed to do this prayer. Not supposed to, it meant for the students. Beautiful prayer, intense prayer. Saha nau yashah, saha nau brahma varchasam. We add this third person singular verb of imperative mood, astu. Now, saha yashaha astu. Saha now brahma varchasam astu. Astu, what is the prayer here? Let us see the literal meaning first. Let there be yashaha fame. For whom? Now, avayoho, for both of us, together. So, let there be fame for both of us together. Means, may we both have fame together. May we both enjoy fame. May both have fame. May we both attain fame. The teacher need not attain fame. The teacher has already attained fame. Supposed to have. But still, may we both have fame. Saha now Brahma Varchasam. See, Brahma, the word Brahma means Veda. We know very well Brahma is equal to big. Brahman, Brahma means big. Is a nakaranta shabdaha. In Namadaka it becomes Brahma. The word Brahma implies the absolute reality. The word Brahma also means Ishvara as Sagunam Brahma. The word Brahma also means Veda Shastram. The entire Veda Shastram is meant by the word Brahma. And Varchas, the Sakaranta Shabda. Varchas means glow, radiance, splendor, brilliance. Radiance, splendor, glow, brilliance. And Brahma Varchas means the radiance, some sort of inexplicable glow or brilliance or radiance found on the face of a Vedic scholar. The person who would have spent many years in chanting Veda mantras, or the teacher who teaches Veda mantras, the students in Veda Patashala who learn Veda mantras, even a person who regularly performs his Sandhya Vandanam, does his Sandhya Vandanam, who recites Gayatri Mantra Japa regularly, even such people who are given to the disciplined way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, all those people are supposed to, because of clean life of Dharma, living a life of clean life of Dharma, and because entertaining a clean thoughts in the mind, all these things contribute for having some sort of an inexplicable glow on one's face. Especially when a person is strictly given to the discipline of reciting Veda mantras, he is supposed to have this virtues. Therefore, Brahma virtues. Now, Saha Brahma Varchasam. Again, Saha together. Now, we both. So, let there be Brahma Varchas for both of us together. The student is thoughtfully praying for the teacher also. Teacher need not pray. In the sense, teacher is supposed to have got Brahma Varchas already. That is how he has become a teacher. But here the student is praying for both the teacher and the student. Sahanav Brahma Varchasam. Let there be Brahma Varchas for both of us together. Literal translation. So may we both have this inexplicable glow, radiance on our face, born of the Veda, Vedic study, Brahma Varchasam. Okay. Now, here the rest of the mantra, after presenting these two statements of prayer of the student, Upanishad discusses the topic of meditation. Upanishad presents meditations. We are going to see the beautiful explanation of these mantras in Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Okay. Let us remember the word Upanishad literally means Brahma Vidya. We already understood in the introductory Bhashyam, in the Sambandha Bhashyam, we have already understood the word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. How this word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Knowledge of the absolute reality. And we also know the word Upanishad also means the textbook which serves as a means of knowledge of Brahma, absolute reality. The primary meaning of the word Upanishad is Brahma Vidya. The secondary meaning of the Upanishad is the text Upanishad, the text which serves as a means of knowledge, a pramana grantaha. And here, Upanishad, in this context, in this third anuvakaha, the word Upanishad also means meditation, upasanam. Upanishad shabdasya upasanam iti artaha. The word Upanishad also means meditation in this third anuvaka. Therefore, here the Upanishad says, Vyakhyasyamaha. And see, Upanishad says means the teacher or the teacher who is teaching this Upanishad is saying, Vyakhyasyamaha. I need not explain the meaning of the word Vyakhyasyamaha. We all know very well. We shall clearly, thoroughly explain the meditation, Upanishadam, meditation. Meditation on what? Meditation of what? Of Samhitayaha. When we are chanting, we say Samhitayaha. For meaning, we should understand Samhitayaha Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. We shall explain the meditation of Samhita. Samhita means the conjunction of the sounds, conjunction of the letters, conjunction of the letters, the vowel sounds or vowel consonant sounds is said to be Samhita, is another word for Sandhi. Samhitayaha Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. We shall explain the meditation on the conjunction of the letters, combination of letters. Now we have these two words, atha, then means when, after having completed the lesson on, a brief lesson on the science of phonetics. Now we will introduce the meditation. Ataha, therefore, Samhitayaha Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. Therefore, now we shall explain meditation on the conjunction of the letters, the combination of the letters. Okay. So, Panchasu Adhikaraneshu. Adhikaranam means locus. Pancha five. Panchasu adhikaraneshu. Adhilokam, adhijyotisham, adhividyam, adhiprajam, adhyatmam. Meditations pertaining to fivefold things. Let me make it easy. Fivefold things. The first meditation is said to be Adhiloka Upasanam. Instead of using the word Upanishad, I am using the word Upasanam to help you remember easily. Adhiloka Upasanam. Adhi Jyotisha Upasanam. Adhi Vidya Upasanam. Adhi Praja Upasanam. Adhyatma Upasanam. So five meditations. Pancha Upasanani. Pancha Upasanani. Five meditations are going to be discussed hereafter. So, Panchasu Adhikaraneshu means what? These fivefold things. Meditations pertaining to fivefold factors or fivefold topics. Panchasu adhikaraneshu. And what are those fivefold things? அதி லோ லோகஹ லோகஹ நம்பர் ஒன், ஜோ ஜோதிஷ் நம்பர் டூ, வித்யா நம்பர் த்ரீ, பிரஜா நம்பர் ஃபோர், ஆத்மா நம்பர் ஃபைவ். அதி அதி மீன்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு. சோ மெடிடேஷன் பர்டைனிங் டு த லோகஹ மீன் வாட் வேர்ல்ட் வேர் கோயிங் மேட் வேர்ல்ட் லோகாஸ் வில் பி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். The object of meditations will be in the first upasana, adhiloka upasanam. Loka, lokas will be objects of meditation. The second, adhijyotisha upasanam. Meditation upon a luminary. Meditation pertaining to the luminary is adhijyotisha upasanam. அதிவித்ய உபாசனம், மெடிடேஷன் பர்டைனிங் டு நாலெட்ஜ் வித்யா. தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் இஸ் வித்யா. அதிப்ரஜ உபாசனம், மெடிடேஷன் பர்டைனிங் டு ப்ராஜனி பிரஜா. தென் அத்யாத்மம், மெடிடேஷன் பர்டைனிங் டு தி பாடி. The word Atma here means body. So, world, luminary, knowledge, progeny, and body, individual's body. These are the fivefold objects of meditation. Therefore, they are said to be five objects of meditation or five locuses. Five locuses. Panchasu adhikaraneshu. Okay. Upanishadam vyakhyasyama. We shall explain the meditation on the combination of letters or conjunction of letters pertaining to or centered on fivefold objects or five topics in terms of meditation pertaining to the worlds, meditation pertaining to the luminaries, meditation related to the knowledge, meditation related to progeny, and meditation pertaining to or related to the individual's body. And here, samhitaha, taha, mahasamhitaha, iti achakshate. Achakshate means what? Say. It's a plural verb. Who said this? We have to take it as the saints, rishis, the sages say, or sages call. These fivefold meditations as Mahasamhita, Mahaupanishadaha, Mahasamhita Upasanani. The word Upasanam is taken away, okay? Mahasamhitaha means what? These fivefold meditations for which five different objects of meditations are mentioned here. These meditations are said to be great meditations on the conjunction of letters. You would not understand many things here. Don't worry. We'll explain everything clearly. I'm only giving the literal meaning. Taha Mahasamhitaha இதி ஆச்சக்ஷதே. Saints, rishis, mahatmas, sages call these meditations to be great meditations on conjunction of letters. It is said to be Mahasamhitaha. Samhita means conjunction of letter only. But why is it Mahasamhitaha? The meditations are great meditations, which are practiced on the conjunctional letters. Therefore, they said to be Mahasamhitaha. Mahasamhitaha means Mahasamhita Upasanani. And these meditations are said to be Samhitopasanani. Samhitopasanani. The five meditations are known as Samhitopasanani, because meditations are on the conjunction of letters. Therefore, these meditations are said to be Samhitopasanani. Mahasamhitopasanani. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain in the Bhashyam what exactly is prayed for, how it is prayed for, why the student is praying for fame and Brahma Varchas. We'll understand it correctly. Sahanau Yashaha. Let there be fame for both of us. May we both enjoy fame. When the student says, how can a student have fame? The student is praying for the fame of the teacher also. The more the teacher becomes famous, well-known, the student also will have the credit of being the student of such a famous, well-known, great teacher. Therefore, the student is praying for the fame of the teacher also. And again, the student himself prays for fame, yashas, glory. So, the student has to gain fame as a result of being able to understand the teaching properly. Having the proper understanding of the teaching will earn a person fame. And being able to retain the teaching properly will enable a person earn fame. Being able to assimilate the teaching also will make a person earn more fame. And if a person is capable of sharing what he has thoroughly understood, also will help a person earn fame. A person is capable of sharing what he has understood thoroughly, also will help him earn fame. So fame has to come. More and more glory has to come to a person. Not by doing something else, but purely by having attained the clear knowledge and also by sharing that knowledge to many people. He is praying for such yashas. If he has to have the yashas, he must attain jnanam. He must enjoy the benefit of jnanam also. Thereby he will become a real accomplisher. Here the fame is, glory is prayed for in order to be a real absolute accomplisher. And Brahma Varchasam. So Yashaha goes with Brahma Varchas. So the student is praying for fame, glory, and the radiance born of Vedic study, both teacher and the student. Okay. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on this specific Anuvakaha. We are going to elaborately see these meditations, even though we are not going to practice these meditations, even though we are not expected to practice these meditations, we need to understand the meditation, the discipline called meditation. So we will really understand the meanings of these mantras discussing the five meditations. Okay. Adhuna Samhitopanishad Uchyate. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Adhuna is an indeclinable word which means idanim, now, at present. Samhita Upanishad, Samhitopanishad Uchyate. Now, meditation on the combination of letters, meditation on conjunction of letters is presented, is said, is stated, is introduced. But Shankara Bhagavatpada, first he is going to explain. What is Samhita? Samhita actually is Samipyam. Samhita is equal to here Samipyam. Samipyam means nearness, closeness. Noun is Samipyam, closeness, nearness. You would have heard this word when you hear about Sayujyam, Samipyam, etc. But here Samipyam, Samipa, near. Samipyam, noun, nearness, closeness. Atyanta Samipyam, extreme closeness means the closest proximity. Closest proximity is what? Atyanta Samipyam. Closest proximity of what? We say Aksharanam. Varnanam Atyanta Samipyam. Samhita. Varnanam Atyanta Samipyam. Samhita. The closest proximity of letters is said to be Samhita. We can say Sandhihi, euphonic combination of letters is Sandhihi. What is euphonic combination of letters? When letters, vowels or consonants, when they come together very closely, when they remain, certain changes happen. Appropriate changes happen. And regarding these changes, there are certain rules also. Rules which you understand from grammar. We should remember, Sanskrit language is so beautiful that it's highly expressive language, the highly phonetic language. Sanskritam is the best phonetic language. Though it doesn't have certain things which are found in other languages, still Sanskritam is the known for its phonetics. Even 40 years ago, when I was studying in Bangalore, big discussion started how Sanskritam was the most suitable language for computers, especially artificial intelligence. Anyway, a lot of research has been going on, and many scholars have been working for this to make use of it. We do not know how long it will take and all. Anyway, Sanskritam is a highly phonetic language, which means these rules pertaining to Sandhi are not newly created. They're already there. The language itself already in such a way that already the rules are actually presented by Panini Maharshi based on how the language is already. So the rules are not newly created. The rules have been studied, understood, and presented by Panini Maharshi. So they're already there as the part of the language. Anyway, this is Samhita. And here, the Samhita is taken for meditation. You're going to see later on, Shankaracharya is going to explain here in the following the Bhashyam. Why Samhita is taken for meditation? The reason he gives in his commentary. Before I enter there, I'll explain certain things later on. Let me make it very clear first here. Tatra Samhitadi Upanishad Parijnana Nimittam. So in this portion of Bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains why in this third Anuvaka, Upanishad introduces these five meditations. Why Upanishad discusses the topic of meditations? What the purpose? That is explained by Shankara Bhagavad Pada in these lines. Tatra. Tatra means with reference to this meditation on the conjunction of letters. Tatra is an indeclinable word which literally means there. Tatra, there. But here in this context, tatra means with reference to the topic under discussion. The topic under discussion is what? Meditation on the combination of letters, conjunction of letters. Tatra, with reference to this meditation on conjunction of letters. Samhitadi Upanishad Parijnana Nimittam Yat Yashaha Prapyate Tat Now Avayoho Sishya Acharyayoho Sahayeva Astu. First he explains. Yad yashaha prapyate. Whatever fame, whatever glory is attained as a result of, because of nimittam, because of the practice. Because of the practicing of meditation on conjunction of letters, because of the practice of the upasanams, samhitopasanani, as a result of attainment of jnanam also. Here two factors are mentioned. Samhitadi Upanishad. Samhita Upanishad means what? Meditations. Meditation upon the conjunction of letters. Then, Parijnanam. The word Parijnanam here means Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the reality. practicing meditation, then attainment of knowledge. Practice of meditation, attainment of knowledge. Two things if a person does. Suppose if a person practices meditation and a person also attains jnanam, as a result of practicing meditation, a person definitely will earn some fame, will attain some fame. If a person attains jnanam, definitely he will attain fame. So he says, whatever fame or glory is attained as a result of attainment of knowledge, as a result of practicing meditation on this meditation, that fame be there. Astu, that fame be there for whom? Tatu, that fame astu be there. Avayoho shishya acharyayoho saha eva. May that fame be there for both of us together. For both the teacher as well as the student. The student as well as the teacher. Shishya acharyayoho avayoho shishya acharyayoho saha eva. Tad yashaha astu. Tad now. Now means what? Avayoho, for both of us. That fame. Which fame? That fame which is attained as a result of practice of meditation, as a result of attainment of jnanam, whatever fame is attained, may that fame be there. Now is equal to avayoho. Now is equal to avayoho. Now means avayoho. Avayoho means for both of us. For both of us means for whom? Shishya acharyayoho. For both of us, the disciple, the student, and the teacher. These two words, very interesting, nice words. Shishya is a beautiful word. Acharya is also a beautiful word. Even though literally we say shishyaha, disciple, the disciplined is the disciple. Acharyaha, the person of virtues. Siksha yogyaha shishyaha, one who deserves the teaching is shishya. Siksha yogyaha shishyaha. Swayam acharati anyan acharayati iti acharyaha. Who is acharyaha? Swayam acharati anyan acharayati iti acharyaha. The person who himself lives the teaching, thereby who becomes a role model for others, who makes others follow, himself being a role model. Such a person is acharyaha. And avayoho, so tad now is equal to avayoho. Avayoho, shishya acharyayoho. Sahayeva astu. Eva is for emphasis. May that fame which is attained as a result of practice of meditation, as a result of attainment of jnanam, be there for both of us, the disciple and the teacher. Tannimittam. See, what is meditation on conjunction of letters? I will explain with the proper example. Let us focus on this Bhashyam part now. I study some of your minds. That's why in between I'm saying this. Okay. Tannimittam cha yade brahma varchasam. as a result of practice of meditation, a result of attainment of jnana, as a result of following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram strictly, a result of study of mantras, the chanting of mantras, etc. Tannimittam cha yade brahma varchasam, whatever brilliance one can have as a result of being given to the discipline of the study of Veda. Varchasam is equal to tejaha. Tejaha, varchas mean the same. In fact, varchas is more expressive. The word tejaha sometimes means fire. Sometimes in some contexts, the word tejaha means light. Tejaha is also sakaranta shabdaha. Tejas shabdaha. Varchas is also sakaranta shabdaha. But here the varchas specifically means the facial glow, which is an expression of one's inner leisure one has as a result of not being a split personality. This Pujya Swamiji explained in the class once. Some sort of an inexplicable glow a person has, which is an expression of inner leisure one has. The inner calmness, inner composure one enjoys as a result of living a clean life of dharma, not being a split personality. There's also varchas. Okay. Yade brahma varchasam tejaha. Varchasam is equal to tejaha. Yate tatcha, and whatever brahma varchas, that is varchasam, tejaha, a person attains. That also, may that brahma varchas also be there for both of us together. Iti, thus is sishya vachanam. It is not the words of the teacher. This is the utterance of a disciple. Sishyasya vachanam. The sishyasya vachanam, the utterance of the disciple, is actually a prayer, and prayer is for the blessings. Ashihi. The specific, these, the whole anuvakaha presents, the whole anuvaka, which begins with the two statements presenting the prayer of the disciple, and having mentioned the prayer of the disciple, Upanishad introduces these fivefold great meditations known as Mahasamhitopasanani. Otherwise said to be Mahasamhitaha. Having explained the prayer, Shankara Bhagavatpada continues where he mentions the purpose of introduction of the Upasana. Sishyasya hi akrutarthatvat prarthana upapadyate. Why prayer is possible, prayer is appropriate on the part of the student, prayer is appropriate on the part of the disciple. It's possible for a student to pray. Why? Because it is said akritarthatvat shishyasya prarthana upapadyate. శిష్యస్య ప్రార్థనా ఉపపద్యతే. ఉపపద్యతే మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్. ద వర్బ్ ఉపపద్యతే హ్యాస్ మెనీ మీనింగ్స్, బట్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఉపపద్యతే మీన్స్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ ఎ డిసైపుల్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రేయర్. శిష్యస్య ప్రార్థనా ఉపపద్యతే. ఇట్ ఈస్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆన్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టూడెంట్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రేయర్. ప్రేయర్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్. శిష్యస్య ప్రార్థనా ఉపపద్యతే. కిమర్థం? కథం? అకృతార్థత్వాత్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ దట్ ప్రేయర్ ఈస్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ ఫర్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్? ప్రేయర్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్? ద రీజన్ హేతు ఈస్ గివెన్ అకృతార్థత్వాత్. శిష్యః అకృతార్థః. గురుః కృతార్థః. గురుః కృతార్థః. శిష్యః అకృతార్థః. కృతార్థః మీన్స్ అ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్. అ టీచర్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి అ కృతార్థః. అ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్. అ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్ అచీవ్మెంట్ ఈస్ కృతార్థః. అకృతార్థః ది పర్సన్ వాజ్ నాట్ ఎట్ బికమ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్. హెస్ ఎట్ టు బికమ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్. అన్అకాంప్లిష్డ్ పర్సన్, ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్ ఈజ్ అకృతార్థః. ఇట్స్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్. అర్థః. అర్థః హియర్ మీన్స్ పురుషార్థః, a human pursuit. And here exalted of the human pursuits is mokshaha, absolute human pursuit. Paramaha purushartaha is meant by the word artaha here, mokshaha. So krutaha parama purushartaha mokshaha yena saha krutartaha, the person of absolute accomplishment in terms of moksha, the person who has accomplished moksha, which means the person who has attained jnanam, he is kritartha. Kritaha artaha yena sa kritartha. Akritartha artaha na kritaha yena saha akritartha. Sishyaha is akritartha. Guruhu is kritartha. A person of accomplishment, already prayers have served their purpose, worship has served its purpose, Vedic study has served its purpose, all the disciplines he followed in life have served their purpose for the teacher. I'm talking about the Upanishad teacher. Therefore he is kritartha. So he, there is no need for a person of accomplishment to pray for anything. He is still is praying for something. The teacher cannot be kritartha. Only a person who has not yet accomplished, he has to pray until one accomplishes moksha, the ultimate goal in terms of the attainment of jnanam. One has to pray prayer, worship, all disciplines a person follows, karma yoga, jnana yoga, shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam, living a life of dharma, worship, prayer, upasana, all disciplines should culminate in the attainment of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So a person who has attained jnanam is the one who has discovered moksha. He is said to be kritartha. A guru is a kritartha. Therefore, he doesn't need to pray. The prayer has already served its purpose. Whereas a sishya has yet to attain jnanam, yet to discover the truth, yet to discover freedom. He is akrutartha. Therefore, he seeks, he needs shastra kripa, guru kripa, bhagavat kripa. He needs grace of Mahatmas, grace of Guru, grace of Shastram, grace of Bhagavan. Grace, he needs grace. Therefore, the one who seeks grace definitely intensely prays. The seeker of grace has to pray intensely, knowing the efficacy of prayer. Even if a person has the faith in prayer, if you pray, prayer will be effective. Therefore, Sishyaha is akritarthaha. Akritarthatvat, due to his being a person of non-accomplishment, due to the disciple's status of being a person of non-accomplishment, it is proper, it is appropriate, it is possible for a student to pray. Prayer is possible for a student. Okay. Sishyasya hi akritarthatvat prarthana upapadyate. Sishyasya prarthana upapadyate. Sishyena prarthana kartum shakyate. It is possible for a student to do the prayer. Sishyasya akritatvat prarthana upapadyate. Na acharyasya prarthana. See, arthana means requesting. Prarthana, earnest request. Prarthana, prakarshena arthyate iti prarthana. Isn't it? Prarthana means what? Intense prayer. Fervent prayer is prarthana. Not simply asking. Intensely. The prefix pra. Prakashena arthyate. Anaya iti prarthana. Okay. So, acharyasya na. So, there's no necessity for a teacher to pray because of his having the status of being a person of accomplishment. Kritarthatvat. Acharyaha is kritarthaha. Therefore, he does not, he's a person of accomplishment. Therefore, he does not need to pray. But his disciple needs to pray. It is because he has yet to accomplish. Kritarthaha hi acharyo nama bhavati. In fact, only a person of accomplishment, the person who has the clear vision of the truth, Brahmanishtaha, one who abides the vision of the truth, one abides in one's own self, is Brahmanishtaha, Atmajnanishtaha. And then such a person is a person of accomplishment. Indeed, alone becomes an acharyaha, a teacher. So he explained why the prayer is only for the student, not for the teacher. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada continues his explanation without making every word of this anuvaka clear. I will not go to the next anuvaka. So, let us go ahead with this next sentence. Atha means what? Anantaram. Atha, then. Anantaram, after. After, both these words are indeclinable words. Atha, then, anantaram, after. Anantaram, so atha itself here means anantaram, after. Adhyayana lakshana vidhanasya purvavrittasya anantaram. After what? ఆఫ్టర్ వాట్ ఇసేస్ అధ్యయన లక్షణ విధానస్య పూర్వవృత్తస్య అనంతరం. పూర్వవృత్తం మీన్స్ ద టీచింగ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెండ్ బిఫోర్ ఇస్ పూర్వవృత్తం. వృత్తం మీన్స్ హ్యాపెండ్. పూర్వవృత్తం విచ్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెండ్ బిఫోర్ పూర్వవృత్తం విచ్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెండ్ వాట్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెండ్ బిఫోర్ ద టీచింగ్. సో ద టీచింగ్ విచ్ హ్యాపెండ్ బిఫోర్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మెథడ్ ద టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ చాంటింగ్ ఇన్వాల్వింగ్ ది రూల్స్ పర్టైనింగ్ టు ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫోనెటిక్స్. అధ్యయన లక్షణ విధానస్య పూర్వవృత్తస్య అనంతరం. ఈ పుట్టి వాడు అనంతరం హియర్ యు గెట్ ద కంప్లీట్ క్లీన్ సెంటెన్స్. అధ్యయన లర్నింగ్ స్టడీ లక్షణ విధానస్య పూర్వవృత్తస్య అనంతరం ఆఫ్టర్ ద టీచింగ్ విచ్ హ్యాపెండ్ బిఫోర్ ద టీచ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మెథడ్ విధానం ఈస్ ద మెథడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ చాంటింగ్ ఇన్వాల్వింగ్ the rules pertaining to the science of phonetics which we discussed before. We already understood varnaha, what are varnaha, what are swaraha, what is balam, what is matra, what is sama, what santanaha. We briefly understood, though we have not studied very elaborately. It's a big discipline. Briefly we have understood what Shankaracharya says. అధ్యయన లక్షణ విధానస్య పూర్వవృత్తస్య అనంతరం. నౌ దేర్స్ నో ఫుల్ స్టాప్ దేర్ ఓకే బట్ స్టిల్ సంస్కృత భాష దే పుట్ స్మాల్ లైన్ దేర్. నౌ ద న్యూ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ కమ్స్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇంప్లైడ్. What the new explanation on what, the commentary on what, he says. Ataha, yataha. Yataha means because. Ataha means therefore. The two indeclinable words meaning therefore and meaning because. Ataha, therefore. Yataha, because. When they come together, how should we understand? Let me tell you, let us see the whole sentence here. Yataha. Atyantam grantabhavita buddhihi. Atyantam grantabhavita buddhihi. We have atyartham, you have in the print. Those are following the Swamiji's book. Some books might be having atyantam. Anyway, atyantam is the correct thing, I think. Okay, let me tell you. Granthabhavita buddhihi. See, granthabhavita buddhi. Now he explaining here. The student's intellect, the student's mind now, very much involved in recitation of the mantras of the textbook. Grantaha means the text. The textbook consists of mantras. So here, the student who has come to study of the Upanishad already must have been exposed to the chanting of mantras. So his focus must have been only on the correct learning, the correct way of chanting. That's why Vedic study involves two steps. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப் இஸ் கால்ட் வேத அத்தியனம், செகண்ட் ஸ்டெப் இஸ் கால்ட் வேத மீமாம்சா. வேத அத்தியனம், வேத மீமாம்சா. வேத அத்தியனம் மீன்ஸ் தரலி கரெக்ட்லி லேர்னிங் டு சாண்ட் ஆல் தி மந்த்ராஸ் அண்ட் மெமரைசிங் ஆல் தி மந்த்ராஸ் இஸ் செட் டு பி வேத அத்தியனம். அண்ட் வேத மீமாம்சா மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் ஹேவிங் மெமரைஸ் தி மந்த்ராஸ் ப்ராப்பர்லி having learned to chant them correctly, then learning, then understanding the meanings of the words of the mantras is said to be Veda Mimamsa. Analyzing the words, the meanings of the words, understanding the correct meanings of the words, had to be Veda Mimamsa. It involved two steps for traditional people. Let us not worry about it. Okay? But I wanted to know, the study involves two steps, Veda Adhyayanam and Veda Mimamsa. Therefore, here he is saying, Grantha Bhavita Buddhihi, Grantha Bhavita Buddhihi means the intellect of a student who is given to the study of the Veda Mantras is very much involved only in learn, only in the words of the textbook. Only in the textbook. He knows the words correctly. He knows the intonation swaras. He knows the correct chanting of mantras. He embraced the mantras also. His focus was only on learning the mantras correctly and memorizing them. Therefore, Acharya says, the student's intellect is very much involved, very much focused only on learning the words of the text. Grantha Bhavita Buddhihi, which means he never His focus was not on understanding the meanings. Until now, the focus, student's focus was only on learning to chant the mantras correctly, memorizing the mantras. So, Grantha Bhavita Buddhihi, his attention was not on understanding the meanings of the words. கிரந்த பாவிதா புத்திஹி, கிரந்த அர்த்த பாவிதா புத்திஹி. The person's attention was, the one whose attention is only on learning the mantras. He is said to be of the intellect, கிரந்த பாவிதா புத்திஹி. Not simply அத்தியந்தம் கிரந்த பாவிதா புத்திஹி. Very much involved only in memorizing, learning the chanting of mantras. For such a person, na shakyate, it is not possible for a person of such intellect. It is not possible for a person of such intellect which was totally involved only in chanting and learning to chant the mantras. Sahasa immediately, artha jnana vishaye avatarayitum. Artha jnana vishaye avatarayitum. Artha jnana vishaye அவதாரயித்தும் சகசா ந சக்யதே. இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் அ பர்சன் டு டேர்ன் தி அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் இன்டலெக்ட் புத்தி, டேர்ன் ஹிஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் ஃப்ரம் தி சாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் டு தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் the meaning of the words. Is it clear? See, attention is on what? Only on learning the words. Now, to turn his attention, to take attention away from the words to the understanding or knowing the meaning of the words. Artha jnana vishaye avatarayitam. Avataritam, to place his mind there. Avatarayitam. To shift his mind from the words to the meanings of the words. Avatarayitam. Immediately, it is not possible. Sahasa avataritam na shakyate. Isn't it? Because you are doing something with focused attention for a long time. Suddenly one day stop. Okay, tomorrow we'll do this. We tell you, it is difficult. Suddenly to change, isn't it? Difficult. So, Acharya says, why Upanishad is introducing Upasam in between here? Why the topic of Upasam is introduced here? He gives the reason. Atyantam granthabhavita buddhihi na shakyate sahasa arthajnana vishaye avatarayitam iti ataha. Already one ataha as ataha yataha, again ataha. We just simply said, for a person whose intellect is totally immersed in only chanting the mantras and learning correct way of chanting of the mantras, suddenly it is not possible for him to shift his attention from the chanting to the understanding of the meaning of the mantras. Means certain degree of readiness is required on the part of the student. So before taking the intellect of the student to the understanding of the meanings of the mantras, from mere chanting of the mantras, in between Upanishad wants to give some practice. Upanishad wants the student to practice some meditation. Is it clear? Ataha iti tas ataha, therefore, samhitayaha upanishadam. Samhitayaha upanishadam means what? Meditation of this Samhita. Meditation of Samhita means what? Meditation on the combination of letters is here introduced. It's implied there. Samhita Vishayam Darshanam. Samhita Vishayam Darshanam means, again, Darshanam here also means meditation. Samhita Vishayam Darshanam. So meditation on the combination of letters. Samhitayaha Upanishadam is equal to Samhita Vishayam Darshanam. Meditation on the combination of letters, conjunction of letters, is introduced here in order to enable the student to shift his attention from the mere chanting of mantras to the understanding of the meanings of mantras. Is it clear? Okay. Only purpose has been explained. Now, what next thing we have to understand? What is actually this meditation on the conjunction of letters, which we will discuss in the next class? Is it clear? ग्रन्थसन्निकृष्टाम् एव व्याख्यास्यामः। ग्रन्थसन्निकृष्टाम् एव व्याख्यास्यामः। ओके, सो ग्रन्थसन्निकृष्टाम् उपनिषदम् एव व्याख्यास्यामः। He says, we shall now explain the meditation. We shall discuss the meditation on the combination of letters. Why? Because this combination of letters is very closely associated with the text. Isn't it true? Now, suppose I tell you, if I have to teach you some meditation on mantra, Sahanavatu, very easy for you. Because already you learned mantra. Grantha Sannikrishta means what? Sannikrishta means associated. Grantha Sannikrishtam Upanishadam Eva Vyakhyasyamaha. We shall explain, we shall teach, we shall present, we shall discuss the meditation on the combination of letters associated with the text, the mantras. See, meditation must be the object of meditation. It's already known to you, it is easy, isn't it? So because the students who are taught here are already Vedic students, they have learned the mantras, they memorized the mantras. If we take a word from Upanishad, and they can easily understand what is the preceding word, what is the following word, what is the preceding letter, what is the following letter in that word, sentence word. Easy to understand. Therefore, Grantha Sannikrishtam Eva Vyakhyasyamaha. So we shall explain the meditation on the combination of letters associated with the already known text, already known mantras. He's saying that. Who? Shankaracharya saying that. Panchasu adhikaraneshu. So adhikaranam is equal to ashrayaha. Adhikaranam means ashrayaha. The word ashrayaha, adhikaranam, literally means locus, location. But here, the fivefold things, fivefold objects of meditation, otherwise said to be fivefold topics. Panchasu adhikaraneshu. Jnana Vishayeshu. Okay, Panchasu Adhikaraneshu means what? Panchasu Ashrayeshu. Panchasu Ashrayeshu means what? Jnana Vishayeshu. Jnana Vishayeshu means objects of meditation. Which means, now we are going to understand five great meditations on conjunction of letters and five things will be objects of meditation. An important thing I wanted to explain to you today. Before we enter into the next topic, let me make it very clear. Upasanam, we have understood many, many definitions. A few definitions we have understood. Many means, I mean, not one, exactly one. Few. Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha. I taught you already this. What is meditation? Utkrishta Nikrishta वस्तुनि उत्कृष्ट वस्तुनः आरोपः. रिमेम्बर ऑल दिस. व्हाट इज व्हेन एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज मेडिटेशन. विजातीय विषय वृत्ति अनंतरित सजातीय वृत्ति प्रवाह. दिस थ्री डेफिनेशंस आई एक्सप्लेन टू यू ऑलरेडी. वन मोर थिंग लेट मी टेल यू टुडे. अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धिः. व्हाट इज मेडिटेशन. अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धिः. See, in order to help you understand its meditation which is discussed here, I wanted to know this definition also. Atasmin tad buddhihi. Upasanam. Okay. Tad means that, you all know very well, third person singular pronoun, that which stands for Ishvara, the Lord. Atad means Ishvara is not that, isn't it? Atad. Tad means Ishvara. Atad means what? That which is not Ishvara. Atad. Atasmin tadbuddhihi. Tadbuddhihi means having visualization or superimposition. Superimposition of Ishvara upon something which is not Ishvara. Atasmin tad buddhihi. So nikrishta vastuni utkrishta vastunaha aropaha. Atasmin, locative case form of atad is what? Atasmin. Superimposition of that upon something which is not that. Atasmin tad buddhihi. So, let me give the example. If we take a small murti, small Ganapati murti, e Bhagavan Ganapati murti, In every puja room, what we do? We superimpose Bhagavan upon all tiny, tiny murtis sitting in a small corner of your place. Every murti in your puja room is what? Atad. But in every murti, atasmin, we see tad Ishvara. Superimposition of that Ishvara upon something which it is not. Atasmin tad buddhihi. And this superimposition, is it done unknowingly? No. It is done knowingly. We know definitely Bhagavan is not this Ganapati Murti. Bhagavan is not any of the small murti we have in our puja room. We know this very well. Bhagavan is, even though we have not understood, not yet understood Bhagavan completely, still we are very clear. Bhagavan is all pervasive. Bhagavan is formless. Bhagavan is omniscient. Bhagavan is almighty. Bhagavan is limitless. Raj Bhagavan definitely is not this small, tiny form or picture which I have in my room, in my puja room. My house is a small room, house. In a small room is a small room. In the small house, a small room. In a small room, there is a small place. And there are small, small murtis. And that Bhagavan, who is the nature of infinitude, is not this murti. Bhagavan is not anything in the world. But everything in the world is Bhagavan. Therefore, what do we do? As everything in the world is nothing but Bhagavan, even though Bhagavan is not anything in the world, we see that Bhagavan, who alone is in the form of everything, in any small thing. Seeing, visualizing Bhagavan, who alone is in the form of everything, in something. In anything. is atasmin tadbuddhihi. Is not unknowingly done, deliberately done. Therefore, deliberately done superimposition, knowingly done superimposition, atasmin tadbuddhihi upasanam. This combination of letters, Bhagavan is not the combination of letters. Okay, anyway, with the whole meditation we'll discuss next class. Okay? So, just I wanted to understand this definition, atasmin tadbuddhihi. Suppose, when you, in dim light, when you mistake the rope for a snake, the snake is falsely superimposed upon the rope. That superimposition is not knowingly done. Yes, yes, I know it is rope. I want to take it as, unless it is upasana. In ignorance, you mistake the rope for a snake. That superimposition is what? Ignorantly, then superimposition. Unknowingly, ignorantly. Erroneously, then superimposition. Okay? You see, mistake the rope for a snake. The snake is superimposed upon the rope. That superimposition is the result of erroneous perception caused by ignorance. That is different. But this superimposition is a deliberate superimposition. Knowingly then superimposition. You know Bhagavan is not anything here. But every tiny thing of course is Bhagavan. So that Bhagavan, seeing that in upon that which is it is not. Atasmin, not tasmin tadbuddhihi. Tasmin tadbuddhihi is jnanam. Atasmin tadbuddhi is upasanam. Tasmin tadbuddhi is jnanam. Seeing Bhagavan as Bhagavan in the clear, in the wake of clear knowledge of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, understanding, seeing the truth as truth is tasmin tadbuddhi. So this deliberate superimposition, deliberately then superimposition is what? Atasmin tadbuddhihi. It is done for the purpose of upasanam, meditation. Is it clear? Okay. So this much is enough today. Next week we'll continue. Okay? Because we will know even the significance of prayer also better after when you complete this topic of meditation. As I said earlier, we will not be practicing these meditations, but we need to understand what these meditations are. We are not expected to practice meditation. Why? Because we are not Vedic students. But without practicing these meditations also, still we can make ourselves eligible for the attainment of jnanam by following certain substitute practices. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.